and welcome to the Lemonade Lifestyle Automotive Podcast. My name is John, and joining me on this episode is Noodle.
Hello.
Nope, just Noodle.
Yep, he's not here again. Useless. Something about a dream job.
Oh, John, oh my God.
Hold on. My it's pussy. The bulge.
Way.
Well, hey, big cock, yeah.
How are we diddling?
Not three bad.
Yeah.
Tis slightly cooler in the evenings at
it
the
is.
Minute.
Yeah, we're not all... Yeah, we haven't all sweat through our clothes already.
No. I think it's supposed to warm up a little
for
bit, innit?
For fuck's sake.
But it didn't go in all the way up to the... Nothing can stop us, we're on the way up. That sort of...
Can global warming or something?
Let me have a look.
Or something.
Yeah, 27 tomorrow, so a little bit warmer.
Not bad.
But then it does... Hopefully, bloody die off a bit. Us could do with some rain, mind.
Yeah, we need some fucking rain.
We could do some rain.
Do you know what, scorched earth.
Did you ever watch Clarkson's Farm?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every time it's like this, I'm like, ah, laddie.
Yeah.
He must be shitting himself.
Yeah.
Him and Caleb will be with that weird grinder thing.
Yeah.
Oh, the moisture level's 8.7 and we need it to be this. And all that. And then...
13.2, let's go.
Yeah, that's it. Quick. Farm.
You're harvesting rocks.
And then, yeah, Gerald will come along and say something that no one understands.
Yeah.
I'd like to know if he actually talks like that, you know.
Well, he obviously does.
I think he does.
But
you
I think they edit it so that...
It's worse than it is.
It is worse than it is, yeah.
Or funnier than it is. One of the other.
Depends how you want to look at it.
Yeah.
My buddies tell me how many when they come round the back and they say, and they're like... Yeah. Well, have three, please, Gerald. No. But it is hot as fuck.
Tis.
My mate's manager of a football team, and I went down to Gilwich and play.
Oh, look at you, friends with a football manager.
Tiverton Town Football Club.
Much more grassroots than that.
Fuck me, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's their first proper season, and they're the second team as well. And the pitched, but I've missed.
The pitched.
The pitched,
are they? Right,
looked like... The desert.
Yeah.
And one of the lads went, fucking no, their pitch is greener than ours. It just had like some weeds around. And I just thought, God, laddie. And he said about me going to do some training. And I was like, so what do I need to bring? Thinking I can use the excuse I don't own any football boots. He was like, just trainers. I was like,
shit.
Just trainers.
I've only got steel toe caps. Or Crocs.
Or sliders. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, it's fucking dry, innit? And I was like, fuck. So yeah. That's it, basically. It's hot and hasn't fucking rained for ages.
Yeah.
As long as it's under 30, I can cope.
Yeah.
The minute it gets above 30, I'm like, I can't.
Borderline for me. The Poltergool's back.
Hang on. My fucking fan better not be dying. What's that about?
It's fucked.
Is the plug all the way in?
It is.
Oh, fucking
fully
hell.
Fully penetrated.
Morning.
Might have been your energy supply giving you a fucking warning.
Yeah, probably.
I was about to say, go back to the Patreon to find out what John means, but we had that conversation before the Patreon.
What's the Patreon, John? Tell him.
Lemon Life Autopod.
I mean, yeah, if you want.
Something like that.
gmail.com.
Patreon.com/LemonLifeAutopod. Link is in the description and available on all of our socials.
And if you sign up today... None of you will anyway.
Yeah. You sign up today, you won't, probably.
Yeah.
£3 a month, a bargain. Bulge, name me one thing you can buy for less than £3 that's of any value of you whatsoever.
For an entire month as well.
Meal deal, no.
Nope, can't get a meal deal.
Nope.
Just name one thing that's under £3 that you can think of.
That will last you the whole
pretzel
month
bar.
As well.
The one that you bought and hasn't opened or shared.
Yeah.
£3 a month. As we said before, not a day. Not a week. Not even 2 weeks. Not even 3 weeks. Technically, not even four, unless it's February.
£3 real value for money.
Plus the VAT, bringing the total up to £3.60. Sweet fuck all. There's three
of us
here.
You can't even buy a pint for that.
No, you can't. Nope.
You can't buy a soft drink for that in a pub.
I hate it when they do that. A pint of Coke should be like £1.50.
Yeah.
Not fucking £4.
I hate it when they charge you for a dash when you've bought a double. That fucks me off.
Yeah.
Yeah, can I have a double vodka and lemonade, please? And then you see it and you're like, 60p for that dash of lemonade?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking turn it in.
Yeah. Pull the other one, it's got bells on it or something.
Yeah.
£3.60 a month. There's three of us here. If you were to split that equally, that'd be £1.20 a month per person on this podcast as a host or something.
That's all we get paid for this.
That is it. Well, Patreon take their cut as well.
Yeah.
Quite a hefty one, probably.
God, fucking...
It's not even worth it. Actually, don't sign up.
No. No, PayPal us and we'll give you all the shit for free.
Yeah. Give you the shit for free.
Kind of. But if you pay us, we'll give it you for free.
Yeah, somehow. But sign up, because it'll be the best thing you do. And honestly, not only do you get nearly 100 episodes in the back catalogue of Patreon episodes, which are filled with genuine, you know, stuff, aren't they?
Yeah.
There is some stuff there, isn't there? The one we just released has got some stuff in it. The one before that had some stuff in it.
Yeah.
Some of it funny.
I think
most of it controversial.
Yeah.
Bowl says a lot of things, but, you know, under the. Yeah. I think I did in the last one. The one we've just done, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That was definitely you.
You were the one pushing the boundaries.
Pushing the envelope. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, not only do you get nearly 100 episodes of, you know, some sort of racist banter between three mates in the fucking spare room in Columpton, you also get access to the Discord. In my honest opinion.
And an apex predator of a table.
Fucking like this.
Velociraptor ain't got shit on this thing.
The Discord, in my honest opinion, is worth every penny of that £3 a month. Or £5 a month if you want to go up a tier. Or even £10 a month if you're as rich as Benny, who is technically genuinely our only fucking £10 patron. Which is why he gets a handy off of each and every one of us every week we see him.
Well, so, Niall does
to
that.
To be fair, yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, you two owe me every hand job I've ever given him, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you haven't given him any, actually.
Nope.
No.
Anyway.
I don't intend on starting either.
The Discord is worth it in itself. Because it's like a chat room. Whenever we do something, we put a picture of it in there. We talk about it in there. And then 2 weeks later, if we remember, we'll talk about it on air. Okay? So sign up to the Patreon. Get yourself in the Discord. Be part of our little community. Because it is cool, isn't it? We've got a good little group of people in
there. Yeah.
Yeah. John Bold say yeah.
Yeah.
Stop yawning, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
It is worth it. There's some stuff that's a bit patron only at the minute, isn't it, that we're discussing in the Discord, if you know what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
No.
The what?
The meetup?
The penis. Yes.
That?
Yeah.
The penis? Just join. Do it for the Discord. Do it for the Discord. I'll tell you what, if you do it for the Discord, we're throwing the back catalogue anyway.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/LemonLifeAutoPod. Link is in the description and on all of our socials.
Anywho.
Do it. I tell you, we need to bully Callum Widgery.
Do it.
Does he still listen?
Religiously.
Does he?
Does he?
Yeah. Genuinely. Oh,
and his standards are low, isn't they?
I know. He likes Fords now, so, you know.
But well, we got someone in the Discord that you might like.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
Have you seen his little fiesta?
I saw his post the other day.
Lordy. Do you see the power he's running?
Yeah.
No.
Lordy, have you not seen it?
No.
So it's a Mark 6.
Yeah.
Same as a red one at that track day.
Eco Boom.
That's his mate, isn't it?
Yeah, that's his
mate. Eco Boom's his mate. With a not Eco Boom in it.
Mark 7.
Yeah.
1.6.
ST Lump.
Yeah.
Running 320
Shit, son.
Yeah.
That'd be quick.
And he'll be able to pedal that fucker, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He had that 106 before. That was a little weapon. I'm glad he's getting back into the track stuff. I tell you what, this whole track stuff's given me a hard on, I think. Because
no one can tell.
Honestly, I'm so excited. Smells big. I'm so excited for next year.
329, buh-huh-puh,
mm-hmm.
And 404 number.
Shit, that's a lot in a little car.
Oh, that'll fucking fly.
Yeah.
And when I saw that, I genuinely went, Jesus Christ, peas and rice. And I just thought, how can I put this into words? How can I comment on this with that reaction? So I said, Jesus, she'll rip. Which I think done a fairly good job.
Yeah.
But he's an avid listener, should be a patron.
100%.
Just sign up to the lowest
If Sam Dubber can do it, you can do it.
He did say it was the best thing he'd ever done.
Ever.
Mm.
And he's had children.
And he's married.
And he's married.
Yeah. And he had he had an S4 once.
He did.
And he had an S4, an Audi S4, and he still said signing up to the Patreon was the best thing he ever done.
And he had a Japanese something.
He did, once or twice. He's had a few Japanese things. Yeah. Obrigado. But yeah, I'm excited for next year. Track stuff next year. I know we're only in July. But you're going to be doing track stuff, allegedly.
Yep.
You do track stuff.
Allegedly.
I do track stuff.
Yeah.
Allegedly. There's Benny. There's going to be Rob.
Rob, yeah.
There's going to be Wodge.
Yep.
There's going to be Callum Widgery.
Ken Pimpleton.
Ken Pimpleton. What's he called? Right, check.
Mosley.
Him. Someone else. Widgery's mate. Callum's mate.
Oh, yeah. Boom.
Sorry, Ika Boom.
Yep.
I don't know if he still listens.
Nah, probably not.
Your mate John.
My mate John.
BFFs.
He's
Benny
is
well gel.
Lovely guy.
Benny is definitely jealous of that.
I did put a picture up on my Instagram story of me at the football with Ricky Singh. And Benny replied saying, cute. I was like, no, he doesn't like it. I've run out of fingers, and I'm from Devon,
oh, yeah.
So I've got enough to choose
I'm
from.
Sure you
Not
did.
Not with Benny, I mean, counting people
I'm
on
sure
track
you
days.
Did.
I'm talking about track days, probably.
Sorry, I forgot.
He'll never
Niall
run out of fingers
Drew.
For Benny.
But how many people are that? Is that? What? That's many.
Many.
Isn't that many?
Many.
Because you're technically a twosome as well.
What? Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, with the car sitch.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's two more people. There's another one.
Another one?
You're joking. But I just think, honestly, next year, when Roger's got his car done.
Yeah. That'd be a little rip of that, I think. Like
it'd
that.
It'd be interesting to see that and Callum's Fiesta, I think.
Fiesta will definitely be quicker in a straight line. 100%.
I think with Callum behind the wheel, it'll be quicker.
Some pilot, mind.
He is.
Yeah.
I know Wodge is some pilot.
Yeah,
but
they're
when,
both, yeah, they're
when
both
you're talking,
good.
When you're talking a 100-odd horsepower and probably,
and
what, 200 what is it, 400,
torque,
404
yeah.
newton meters.
Nm.
So 403 newton meters difference. In...
no, 405.
Oh, yeah.
minus one torques, please.
Yeah, I know. I know Wodge is an L of a pilot.
Yeah.
But that's a fair old power deficit when you're talking about someone else who is also an L of a pilot.
Yeah. And if there's anyone.
If you're talking somewhere like Castle Coombe where power does matter as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they all do, really. Name one it doesn't. People, oh, Castle Coombe's a power. And I think, well, they all are, really.
Yeah. I suppose, yeah.
Name one it isn't.
Thruxton would be the other one where power does fucking matter, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but so Brands would be.
I suppose you get somewhere like Cadwell, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it's narrow and...
It's probably the only like proper track I can think of. Not that glorified cafe next to a go-karting track. That you don't need power or a car that can handle.
Glorified cafe. The cafe wasn't glorified. No, it was just a fucking good cafe.
It was a good cafe.
The sprint circuit.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's just the circuit.
Stroll circuit.
Yeah.
Not Lance either.
Yeah.
So track season next year is going
to
be...
Yeah. I've got to put an intercooler in that Octavia. If it's like this next year...
No, this year. For you.
Well, no, it'll go this year.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
But, yeah.
Get on it. Look, I'm fair play to Rob. I was a bit worried Rob was going to buy his and then, like...
Do nothing.
Make it into a concourse.
Yeah.
A concourse track car.
Yeah, I couldn't possibly until I've... sorted this and that. No.
I've noticed that actually it's the wrong washers on the bottom of the windscreen wipers. Oh, Rob, just drive it. Just fucking send it, boy.
I would book a track day, but I'm waiting for my dealer number plates to arrive. Sorry. It's not even road legal, Rob. Yeah, but it's the eyes of the beholder. Whatever. I thought it'd be a bit like that, and he basically bought it and then I think he
fixed all the dodgy shit.
I think he wasted
and put a seat in it.
No time. We put seats in it.
Yeah.
Because one didn't fit or something.
Yeah.
Do you know?
No.
It was too wide, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The wing around the cage or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it wouldn't bolt down properly.
No.
So he shifted that one on and then got
another one.
Corbu,
I think. Yeah.
I think it was.
That's what I was going to say it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, hellish. So yeah, shout out Callum Widgery and Callum Widgery's mate. Full name.
Eco Boom.
Eco Boom, man.
Yeah.
We're glad you're still listening.
If you are.
And sign up to the Patreon, you tight fucks.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. So where were we? What were we doing?
That was...
Thank you so much for listening.
We're doing a Patreon blog and that's that.
So yeah, patreon.com/lemonlifeautopod. Use code Callum30 for a discount, probably. You can try it won't work. What's new job?
No one will try it.
What's happening with your job? You still a lorry driver?
I'll just agency
of no fixed abode.
No fixed abode. Yeah,
sort of bumming about.
I am sort of bumming about.
Any old work
pretty much.
It's not a bad life as long as you can put up with it. Because is it still the case that on agency you do earn a bit more per hour because it's not permanent?
It's not. So it depends where you work. Some agencies add your holiday pay to the hourly rate.
Right.
So that's why the hourly rate looks really good.
Oh, is that why, is it?
And then they go, oh, by the way, that's your holiday pay. It's like, oh, okay. Fair enough.
Well, I wouldn't expect holiday pay with that kind of a job anyway.
No, but technically you're PAYE and you're employed by and business to do a job, so you accrue holiday.
Well, even if you're 0 hours, technically. Because I suppose you would be. You are on agency, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not worked out on... It's worked out on hours that you've worked.
Yes.
Oh, of course.
Not that's hours how you accrue.
That contracted,
hours
yeah.
that you've yeah. promised.
That's
yeah.
right.
So
what happened with your last job with your holiday, then? Was that too personal for the public
which
episode?
Which one? Which one? The
narrow it down. The supervisor that you nearly punched.
I just
which
narrow
one?
It down. Yeah, which one? No, I basically said...
oh, yeah.
This isn't for me.
The
bins are
the
too
tanker
fucked.
One.
The tankers. Turned out it was 0 hours, but it was 4 on, 4 off 0 hours.
But didn't you start a job, go on holiday instantly, and then leave?
Yeah.
On one of them.
Pretty much, but it was going fine before I went on holiday.
Yeah.
Came back, got put between Bristol and Somerton, which is fine because, you know, that is what it is.
Yeah.
I had no problem with it.
This was loading man, was a cunt.
No, it's the Weybridge op and the planner for Bristol. You didn't
but
seem
did that, to... did, were you fucked with holiday? Like payment and stuff? Are they
they
been
haven't
or?
Chased me for anything, but they also haven't paid me for the 2 days that I did, so I think we're calling it quits.
Yeah,
basically. Yeah. I'm not going to go, by the way, you owe me £360, and they'll
because...
go, well, actually, you owe us this, so you still owe us like £200. It'd be like, I'm just going to leave it.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. I did one because I was a bit... Well, I'm worried, but I did think, eesh, that doesn't bite him on the ass.
Yeah, no. They obviously didn't pay me for the second week's holiday because I'd said, unless you can sort that fucking idiot out, I'm done.
Yeah, fair. John, stop putting that face every time Bulge farts.
That was Donald Duck in that one.
Was.
Basically, yeah, that. So,
you got a new job. Tanker,
went on
tanker.
With the
tank. What was in the tank?
Milk.
Makes sense. You said they were farmers.
Yeah.
I thought it might have been shit again. I thought the man's obsessed with it.
No. No, that's you.
Loves the feces.
Manure.
Yeah, basically.
Is it as difficult driving a tanker as I imagine it to be? Does it slosh around as much?
It
as
does
you
slosh around a lot.
Really?
Yeah, it does. Because there's no baffles in a milk tanker either for hygiene reasons.
Oh, really? But
so once it starts going, it's like just doing this.
You can really feel
drive.
It, can
yeah.
you? Oh, Lord.
If it's part loaded, it's worse.
Yeah, I bet, yeah.
Basically, that turned out to be 0 hours. There weren't enough hours available to make it pay properly, and it was 4 on, 4 off, so you're already limited to the hours you can actually do anyway.
Yeah.
So, and given and also, the commute, that was just a non-starter at that point. So,
and always have this sort of cloud hanging over it that there. Okay, I'm getting good hours now.
Yeah,
but you know, all of a sudden they start recruiting when you don't need people, and all of a sudden your hours start disappearing. It's like, well, why the fuck have you taken him on then?
That's it.
I've been in that situation before. So, no,
so,
I want more. You keep telling me you haven't got any hours to give me.
Yeah,
you're taking somebody else on, you Burke.
Basically that. So,
so you're doing the Foxtrot Oscar.
Oh, I just said, yeah, it's just not going to work out for me, I'm afraid. So.
Were they cool about it?
Yeah.
You said they go through a lot of staff, so they're probably just used to it.
Yeah, probably fairly used to it.
Started playing Queen when you left.
And, yeah.
Ba-da-bum, bum, bum. Another one bites the dust.
Yeah.
And another one gone, and another one gone.
So, yeah, gone back to agency work, so got...
Agency?
Agency.
Paint yourself yellow.
Yeah, why not?
Sorry, we've got patron energy going on. Which means none.
Which means racist.
Which means you're all tired.
So, yeah, back on agency, see what happens, really. I mean, mum's not that well at the minute, so it sort of suits to have a bit of freedom to go, not available this week, sorry.
Yeah, you do have a nice bit of flexibility.
Yeah.
Kind of works both ways, doesn't it? You kind of.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
Especially if you've got that going on. You can't. You know in the back of your mind that you can tell them to fuck off. And if they go, oh, I haven't actually got anything on for you tomorrow, you go, well, it's
cool.
Okay, because I'm going to take a whistle if I need
to.
Yeah, so.
I'll stay off. It's fine.
Oh, fair enough. How's the new motor treating you?
Yeah, all good. All cool. good. Just diesel estate car.
Yeah.
Yawn. But
do you keep looking at your average MPG and thinking,
you've got to, really. Yeah. It's the only entertaining thing about the car is how little fuel it uses.
Yeah. You look at your range and go, this must be broken. How can it possibly have 500
tap,
miles?
Tap.
This thing on?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you my bit of very uninteresting mild news, and then John can tell us about his news. Yeesh. Are you going to talk about your news? I can't remember if we're going to say you were or not.
Yeah, I might as well.
Fuck it. Basically, 2 weeks, the day this comes out, if you're listening on day of release, I was driving along in my BMW 330D.
Just driving along.
And I got a
officer
low brake level warning light. Which is two things. One, annoying. And two, scary.
Not ideal.
Because
suboptimal.
I'll tell you what's annoying, and this is a car podcast, so I'm sure everybody knows this, but you don't burn brake fluid.
No.
A car burns oil, okay? So naturally, the level will drop. That doesn't happen with brake fluid.
If it goes low, it's leaking.
It's either full of brake fluid or a mixture of brake fluid and water, essentially. Yeah. So leaking means there's, you know, yeah, low fluid means leak. You're losing some.
Or.
Sensor's gone.
No. Pads leak. Are really fucking low.
Yeah.
Really fucking low.
I have had that, but not for a long time.
Yeah. Wafer thin.
Yeah. Wafer thin mint. And so I thought, ah, laddie. And then driving between jobs, the pedal was looking very long. And I was thinking, eesh. So, done what I had to do. Topped her up, thinking, at least this will give me some pedal to at least get home. And jumped in, put my foot on the brake, and it just went straight to the floor. I was like, oh, fucking hell. So I'm pumping away like a madman. Nothing.
Sounds like his love life.
So I said, yeah, nothing. So I'd already bothered Benny with it, and I knew he was at work and there's very little he could do. So I found the next best thing, which is friend of the podcast and patron, Henners.
Yeah.
I said, well, hey, got a low brake level fluid warning light, warning, please. What's going on here? He said, we've done it. Yeah, done the level. I said, yeah, I've topped it up, nothing. I've got no pedal. And now, last two MOTs, I've had advisories for perished brake hoses on the front.
The rubber ones.
Yeah. And I thought, hey, laddie, these are no longer perished.
Yeah.
Sort of, you know, full of holes. And yeah. I checked the front and there was nothing. And I told Henry this. He went, yeah, he said, well, I was going to say, before you said anything, I checked the back first. I was like, really? He went, yeah. So I checked one of the rear wheels and, yeah, leaky.
Caliper or hose?
Well, he said very common for the hard lines, whatever you call them, to go on them. So very common on them. He said, you should have some pedal, though. I thought, not enough. I said, well, I was only in Exmouth, so I had to go on the motorway, which you don't need your brakes for the motorway anyway.
No.
It's just coming off the motorway.
Until you do.
Well, that's what the hard shoulder's for or something. If there's not a lorry driver half in it, half in the slow lane. So I was like, yeah, fine. I said, well, if it's too sketchy even for me, I know who to call. And it ain't the Ghostbusters.
No.
It's the AA. So,
Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yeah. Have you had a drink? No, but my car's going through brake fluid. There's no tomorrow. And basically, long story short, I managed to limp home. Sketchy. Well, I wouldn't even call it sketchy. It was just like a lot of travel, and then just at the last bit, they'd work. So it was fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't want an emergency to happen in front of you, trust me.
No.
Because you'd be part of the emergency.
Yeah.
Benny, as always, my saviour, basically said, drive it straight to my unit. My Touareg's there. Jump in that. So I jumped in his Touareg, and oh my good gold. Oh my good gold. What a lovely car.
What's the Touareg now then?
No, I do not. For one very good reason.
20 miles to the gallon.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
If you're down over tailwind. Fucking lordy. I mean, it's a big fucking vehicle. 3 litre diesel, lord.
Thirsty.
Because that, alright, that's a 3 litre diesel as well.
But it's in a car. It's
frugal.
Yeah.
Sippy, sip. Not in his truck.
No.
But very comfortable. I felt like a proper G driving it, which is something I like out of a car. I know that probably doesn't do anything for you. I like to feel good driving a car. Do you get that?
Yeah.
You get that with your cars. I like to feel good driving a car. That's why I didn't get on with that F10. I just didn't feel good driving it. I like it to... James May calls it the fizz, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone else calls it chlamydia.
Everyone else calls it out-of-date coleslaw. But... But it's like... I like to feel good driving a car, and I felt good driving that car. And I'm a big fella, so I felt like it suited me as well. So comfortable. So bad on fuel. Horrific. Horrific. Because it's like, I'm kind of getting petrol V8 MPG here without any of the glory.
Goodness,
of,
yeah.
Any of the goodness, yeah. Exactly.
Without any, none of the upside.
I'm getting no glory here. Just the sort of MPG of glory, but not.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, very, 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 very grateful to him for bailing me out of the ship. And just without a moment's hesitation, just take the Touareg. I did wash it and fuel it. I'm a nice guy like that. And because I'm a good friend, it kept getting a screen wash level warning thing.
Topped her up.
So I went to Halfords and spent far too much money on my special concoction, which is the Rain-X additive and some screen wash. Lovely stuff.
Didn't even know it was raining.
Didn't even know it was raining. Backstory, just quickly. I've been banging on about this concoction for about 10 years, if not more, 15.
Yeah, easy.
And I once said that everyone around me on the other side of the motorway had their wipers on, and I didn't even know it was raining. And so I think probably Bulge or you went, didn't even know it was raining. He didn't even know it was raining. And now all of a sudden, I didn't even know it was raining.
So basically, Niall ended up being the fucking Rain-X salesman. is the long and short of it.
It is fucking brilliant, honestly. Yeah. If you need screen wash, go to Halfords. Don't buy the pre-mixed Rain-X stuff. You can do.
Spenny.
Well, just a spenny device the other way around.
Well, yeah.
So you buy a litre of their additive.
Yeah.
And then just buy a load of their screen wash. Additive in first, screen wash in. After a few weems over the next sort of coming weeks, at the minute it's dry and dusty, so you're going to be weeming a lot. All of a sudden, water's just dancing up your windscreen, and you can genuinely drive along in hammering rain. You don't even need your wipers on. Not only is it safe, it looks good, and you'll be cooler than all of your friends that don't have Rain-X.
And you didn't even know it was raining.
And they won't mock you for thinking it's so brilliant in this dark times.
So, yeah, and obviously make sure you use the code NoodleDrew2 at the checkout. Yeah. So that he can get his commission.
Yeah, that's it. Please do that. Yeah,
because no affiliate one else... link.
Sponsored. I'm sponsored by Rain-X. No. And I done all of that, and I jumped in and thought, weem, as it just kind of like lightly spat it onto the very bottom of the windscreen. I was like, for fuck's sake, I just spent nearly £20 on this fucking stuff. It's not going to do anything apart from take his warning light out. But you know the things you do.
Lol.
So I had it. He didn't want to do it because he was like, no, that's a fucking bit of an ass ache of a job, a lot of stripping down. You know, I don't tend to pay him for a lot of the stuff he does. You know, there's a lot of...
Not with money, anyway.
No, in kind. Sexual affair. No, you know, I scratch his back and he does considerably more than that for me.
Decorates your house.
Yeah, that's it. And he shaves mine, gives me a massage, all this kind of stuff. This is Wonderwall. And so I got it booked in with somebody else. A listener as well, thanks to me. Pushing the pod. I don't see any of you two doing it. Billy Ward. If you know the man?
Nope.
Do you know the man?
Is he in the Discord?
Nope.
No? Okay.
He's on Collins Farm, so he's a couple of doors up from Benny. That's how I know him. He's a 4x4 man. If you're into your Land Rovers and getting muddy and something about 35 tyres and all this kind of stuff that I don't understand. He is your man. So he done it. Turned out just to be a Flexi. Flexi had gone where it meets the Kaliper. So that was cheaper and easier. And it also had quite a bad knock from the front. So I said, can you look at the knock for me? So he phoned me up and said, yeah, it's the Flexi on the back. It's fine. I'm on the way to Tiverton now to go pick one up. And I've found your knock. It's an anti-roll bar drop link. So while I'm there, I'll do that as well. So I was like, oh, cool.
Nice.
Fantastic. And then he was like, you got a cut in your tyre.
What'd you call me?
He was like, I don't mind driving around on some shonky shit, but I wouldn't drive this. This is bad. I was like, fucking hell. And he sent me a picture, and it was bad.
Yeah.
Even I was like, yeah, I'll get that sorted. Yeah. And he sent me a picture. I was like, I'll get that sorted.
Yeah.
Oh, hell.
Yeesh. So, this was a Friday. And I had to go to North Devon today, Monday, as we record. So I was like, well, I need to get this done tomorrow, Saturday.
Yeah.
Not many places, tyre places open on Saturday, which is very annoying. Which means you have to go to a chain. National is always my sort of first choice when it comes to
yeah.
National service to may vary.
Yeah, well, I've actually always had good service out of a National.
Yeah.
And I've used a few different ones. I've used Exeter, Taunton, and Tiverton, where you're from. So...
What, Taunton? No, Taunton.
Yeah, if you want. Just for the sake of peace. So I go online, and I've always liked, and I know this is a sore subject for whatever reason, but I've always liked Goodyear Eagle F ones. Okay? That's what I had on my last 330D. I like them. They're reasonably priced. I think they're a good tyre for what I need. Blah, blah, blah. For what I need, you know? For what I need. And they don't stock them. What? National tyres do not do them. They do some Goodyear Ashan of Mashish, who just, it just looks garbage and just looks a bit mediocre-y, middle of the road. Oh, you want a Goodyear, do you? We'll give you one of these. No Goodyear Eagle F1s.
Right.
So I was like, for fuck's sake. So going through, and the rears on that thing, ah, laddie, a fucking deer. 255-35-18.
Yeah.
But the fronts are 225-45-18, which is like...
Everything.
Every fucking thing. So, cheap. I think I can pretty much get two fronts for the price of one rear.
Yeah.
But I found some Bridgestone Turunza 6s. Whatever they are.
Yeah.
Do you actually know what they are? Yeah? The tread pattern looked pretty. Good enough for me. And the ratings all seemed to be pretty good. Anyway, bank, paid, money, notification comes down. You know, you've spent £1,500,000 at Halfords, because they're fucking owned by Halfords now.
Yeah.
Page, this cannot page be, what? This page cannot be displayed. I was like, what? Well, you've taken fucking money.
Yeah, right.
I'll just check the email. There's no email either.
Oh, good.
So I phoned up the Tiverton branch, and I was like, yo, basically, I've got a booking tomorrow at 4:30. Two Bridgestone to Nunda sixes in a Beamer, but it's taking money. He went, oh, let me have a look. Oh, okay, now. Laddie. Well, he said, the booking that you've made is grey on my system, which means someone's in the process of booking it. It's not yet been confirmed.
Oh.
I was like, right, okay. I said, but it's taking the money. He was like, I'm going to be straight with you here now, bud. Even if this booking was confirmed, there's not a chance in hell I can do this. A, I don't have the tyres in stock, and they won't be here by tomorrow. And B, I'm a man down. So I physically don't have the time nor the tyres to do this job. I don't know why it's allowed. This is what pissed me off with this system. And I felt quite bad for the guy. He was very, very helpful. He's like, let me look. And he basically looked on the system. There's one in Exeter and there's one in Taunton. Not a single one had two fucking tyres in stock. Yeah. So I was like, fuck's sake. He's like, look, man, I don't know what the best thing to do. He said, I'll give you the customer service number, just explain everything to them and hopefully you can come to some agreement. So I get through to, well, I say National Tyre, sort of international, sort of Bangladeshi kind of area.
Yeah.
And she, you know, language barrier aside, she was very helpful. So I explained the situation and I laid it out clear. I'm not sort of one of these people that goes storming into situations. This is what I fucking want. But I laid out the, you know, the law, basically. I said, look, here's the situation. Da, 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 da. I need these tyres fitting tomorrow. It is as simple as that, as far as I'm concerned. I don't care if I've got to go to Exeter for one tyre and then Taunton for the next tyre, okay? That's going to cost me money, and it shouldn't do, which we'll get on to, but I'm happy to do that from my end. I'm almost also happy with similar price, if not slightly more expensive, as an equivalent, okay? I don't want anything cheaper. I shouldn't have to lose money in a situation, okay? Yeah. I'm happy with that as well. Here's the two things I'm happy with. My only stipulation is... the tyres are fitted tomorrow. So after a bit of back and forthing, the tyres are booked in for Monday. Which is, you know, fair play to her.
Yeah.
You know, I had one fucking stipulation that I was not going to budge from, and I budged from it almost immediately.
Immediately, yeah.
Well, she gave me some cock and bull story about where the blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't do the accent. But the problem is, we have to, the price you get online isn't the same price as what's in store.
No.
Yeah, you know, I get that. What I don't get is what the fuck this has to do with my situation.
Yeah.
I've already paid for the tyres online.
It's kind of not my problem.
Just get one of them to fit it. The bit in the middle is between you two.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I don't care if the manager's going, oh, well, hang on a minute. I don't mind. I don't care.
Work it out.
Give
me
my fucking tyres.
Yeah.
So I had it booked in for today. And the car's come over all BMW and I got a cracked wheel. So.
Ah,
yay,
good.
Yay. But I know a guy. You know, buzz. And away we go. Not Buzz Lightyear, but, you know, Will.
Yeah. Will Work for hand jobs.
I've never met him. Who's this guy? Will Work?
Will Work, yeah. Don't know him.
Never met him.
Whoever she is.
Honestly, 2 weeks ago you fucking... 2 weeks ago you were like, that's not fucking funny. And it's pissed me off ever fucking since. Why? It is funny. Why isn't it funny?
It is funny.
Yeah.
Once.
Maybe the second time.
The reason why it is funny is because it's always a different name. If it was the same name every time, I get it. But it's always a different name. Will Barrow. Will work. All right, just using the name Will every time. And vehicle, whoever she
Will
is.
Will be annoying.
This is middle name, is it?
Yeah.
William B. Annoying. Oh, Lord. Have you got the energy within you to tell your story? I whittled on a bit there. I've come over a bit John and just sort of spoke a lot.
It's all right.
You liked it, did you?
Yeah, it was interesting.
Genuinely? Because yeah. Your face was giving me the exact opposite reaction. That's all I was getting. You look like Private Pyle on Full Metal Jacket before he shoots himself in the head. Go on, tell them about your predicament, John.
Well,
buckle up, everybody. Thank God John was.
For those who listen on the reg, if you listen to last week's episode...
Oh, yeah. The irony.
You will have heard me saying just how much I'm still in love with my 340.
God's car. God's motor, God's gear.
Best car.
God's chassis.
Best car I've ever owned.
And I hate to break it to you. Probably ever will own.
Potentially.
Because the problem is that it's so high up that everything else that you have now will just be compared.
Yeah. And this is the reason I was saying that I think I have to go for something very different when I do get to change the car.
French so, front wheel drive.
So, not necessarily, but SUV.
Yeah.
But I've said all this in the past. Again, with the SUV stuff, my predicament is I really like a lot of them, but I really like the really expensive ones.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in a Macan with the 2-litre diesel in it. No. It doesn't do anything for
2.9 me. 2.9 turbo.
Yeah, or at least a GTS. Mm-hmm. You know, it has to be well-specced and the same. I don't really like the X3s, but I like an X3M.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, so on so forth. Well, anyway, on Friday, a couple of Fridays ago, I went to Taunton to go and get my hair cut. And,
mm-hmm. Every third Friday.
Yeah, and as per with these usual professional lorry drivers... I got absolutely fucking rear-ended by one in the Beamer. Thankfully, I was on my own. I didn't have Archie or Penny in the car.
Yeah.
And even more thankfully, I no longer have the dog because that would have been fucking terrifying for her.
Yeah.
If
she was still with you, would have been curtains, I'm sure.
Well,
would have been fairly frightening.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. Long and short of it is we were in stop-start traffic, and we had been in stop-start traffic for a good 3-4 minutes, if not 5, you know.
Where were you? Were you going to Wicks Roundabout?
Yeah, so I was coming...
I thought you were.
Down Priorswood? No, not Priorswood.
Priory Bridge Road.
Priory Bridge Road, that's it.
Past the Asda and the
Mercedes.
Past
the Asda, yeah. So I got into the... This is in Taunton. I got into the traffic at the Asda... intersection.
Yeah.
And then by the time I got to the Jaguar Land Rover dealership, which is still a good couple hundred meters shy of the roundabout, so it's not like I was at the roundabout, hesitated and got shunted. Mm-hmm. We were still in stop start traffic, and yeah, he just drove straight into the fucking back of me. And
what
you know,
sort of speed were you stationary?
I was completely stationary.
Oh, right, okay.
I was completely stationary, and because mine's auto, I just had my foot on the brake.
Yeah.
And then got absolutely fucking shunted. So, immediate response, as my foot was already on the brake, was to push the brake harder.
Mm-hmm.
And I still got pushed forward probably 8 feet.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. And once I realised what was going on, I was pushing the horn... The car in front of me looked in his mirror and saw what was happening and drove forward a couple of feet.
For that.
You know, because else I was about to get fucking sandwiched.
Jesus.
Thankfully, I left a decent gap.
Mm-hmm.
But
tires and tarmac.
Yeah, but the problem is, as per, you know, fucking. Oh, I got to bling somebody else's lorry up. So he's got a bull bar and four spotlights on it. And if he didn't have the bull bar and four spotlights on it, I would have got away with rear bumper, diffuser and exhaust. But the bull bar and then the four spotlights have done all four tail lights, the boot lid, inside and... outside and done all of the trims inside.
Because you've had the boot open now.
Yeah, yeah. And it's folded up the section where the button is to open the boot. So the button's all smashed internally.
Right.
Mine's got comfort access. So the sensor where you wave your foot under the rear bumper to open the boot doesn't work. It's in 25 pieces on the Prizewood Road. Or Priory Bridge Road.
Jesus. So how'd you get the boot open?
I didn't even want to risk it until I got it to Sam's. But thankfully, I've got the button on the key. So I held the button and it went punk. And it opened.
Punk, bitch.
Yeah. It opened just enough. It wouldn't lift itself up.
Fucking, what's wrong with this?
But the amazing thing is it closed.
Oh, it did?
But it's bent the hinges on the boot.
Oh, fuck me.
Hmm.
It's dented the body in the boot.
What do you mean the body?
Well, the...
In the aperture.
Yeah.
It's pushed the hinges into
A,
the car.
B, C, D pillars.
Right, okay.
So it's pushed the boot to one side and it's dented the...
Oh,
dented the body.
Fucking hell.
Because this is news to me. Last we spoke about this, you hadn't opened the boot.
Yeah.
And was too scared and was worried it might not shut again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all this sort of stuff.
But yeah, and at the moment I don't know what's happening with the car. I don't know if it's going to get written off, if it's going to get repaired, if it's...
Has he done the quote to fix, I guess?
No, I text him at 8 o'clock and he's ignored me, but he's online.
Shout out to SW. Yeah. Good bit of advertising there.
So yeah, basically the driver got out. Which
driver?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Mong got out.
Old boy.
The driver got out.
Old boy?
Not old, not like a old Boris, you know. He would have been
Boris.
He would have been in his late 40s, early 50s. So, you know, same age as Bulge.
Hey, Baron. Touch younger than Bulge.
I don't think he was quite expecting me to fly off the rails as badly as I did at him. He definitely knew my position.
He knew where you stood firmly.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that wasn't in question at all.
No.
So, yeah, he... Which Bowles would be able to attest as to whether this might be true or is total bollocks. But he said to me that as he was coming to a stop was when the lorry was mid-changing gear... From first to second, he put his foot on the brake and the lorry lunged forwards. But it didn't feel like that when I was sat in the car. Obviously, it scared the living daylights out of me.
Yeah.
But the other bit that I will add is that it was the usual. And I don't say this purposely to try and bait you into anything.
Yeah.
But you know, you drive cars as well as lorries, and you know exactly what I'm saying when I tell you that I was looking in my rearview mirror and I could see fuck all other than some blue paint.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell you the type of lorry it was. Who was driving? He was so close to me the whole time.
Yeah,
you know, and so obviously I got out the car, and my first words to him were, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he tried to tell me that the lorry lunged forwards, and I said to him, bullshit.
Yeah.
Bull fucking shit.
Correct.
I said, you were sat so fucking close to me that you wouldn't have been able to see. I've sat in plenty of lorries, and I've been driven around in lorries, and I know when you get very close to a car, you can't see the back end of that car.
No.
Nope. It doesn't matter how sort of
not
vertical...
Not unless you look in the mirror up there.
Yeah. Yeah. So he would have only been able to see maybe from...
Your bonnet?
My bonnet, yeah. Yeah. Or the sunroof.
Yeah.
He was that close.
He'd have known you were there, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so he wouldn't have been able to see my brake lights. And I said to him, you were probably on your fucking phone. Mm. And he went, no, I wasn't. I fucking wasn't. The lorry lunged forwards.
Ah, shit.
Fucking bollocks.
Someone was eager to get home of a Friday evening.
Yeah.
And fucking planted one in the back of your car for the sake of it.
Yeah.
I think it could have been a couple of things. Obviously, he was far too close anyway. Because if you've broken down, how the fuck's he getting around you?
This is it.
He's not. Yeah. There's not that distance. No fucking way. So, the whole lunging about thing, yeah, it'll lunge about, but when you let go of the throttle at low speed and start to push the brake, the vehicle's already put the clutch in, because it's an automated clutch. So it would have put the clutch in because it was going too fucking slow and it would have just rolled. So either, my theory of it is, because you got pushed so far, is he was on his phone or distracted by something.
Yeah.
Pornography.
Yeah.
Probably.
The dead hooker on the bunk. Looked up suddenly, saw the traffic, saw a sea of fucking brake lights, went, oh fuck, and either tapped the throttle and it lunged forward instead of the brake, or hit the brake too late. But I reckon he tapped the throttle, which caused it to lunge.
For it to have shoved me forward.
Because the way they work is you touch the throttle, it brings the clutch back in to engage drive, or back out to engage drive. And then it will lunge about because it's trying to get moving again.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of power, a lot of torque, a lot of weight. And that'll make it lunge about. But...
Just effectively freewheeling.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to.
Because it was a fairly modern truck, wasn't it? So it would likely have been in neutral or first or between the two.
Yeah.
Because the speed was so low. So the whole, it changed gear when I went to go on the brake and it lunged forward is complete bollocks.
Also, you shouldn't be that fucking close.
You shouldn't be that
forward enough
close,
anyway.
To begin with.
If these vehicles are mysteriously lunging forward mid-gear change whilst your foot's on the brakes, which is controlled by air and everything else, and not wank, then...
Oh no, you jump the brakes in an Arctic at fucking, I don't know, 5 mile an hour, it'll stand on its fucking nose.
Yeah. It'll fucking stop.
It will stop.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. So,
yeah.
If it's when it's doing 55 mile an hour and it's fully loaded, that's when it doesn't want to stop.
Yeah. Which that I totally get.
Yeah.
You know,
if it comes to a stop on the motorway, oh fuck me.
Hazards.
Yeah.
You know, and you're looking in your rearview mirror going,
oh fuck.
This might be the day that I die.
I've had a good innings.
Yeah. You know, I mean the car, give it its credit, did its job fantastically. Mm-hmm. I'm not injured remotely. And I even managed to drive myself...
Neck hurts a bit, doesn't it? In public episode, neck hurts. Ow.
I even managed to drive myself to the car park, go and get my hair cut, drive home, etc. Fine. I mean...
What a miserable haircut that was.
Yeah,
I can only imagine.
Mate, I was fucking seething. All weekend, I was miserable as fuck.
You were proper misery on Saturday, Friday night. Hell.
And, yeah, so anyway... To cut a long story short, the current consensus is that I've dropped it with my friend Sam, who is going to strip the car and get a quote together for the company, and then we will see
how much they want to pay.
But I mean, the thing is that I've said to myself all along is that I will not be contributing a fucking single penny.
No.
So if the bill is going to be £12,437.52,
they're fucking paying.
And they say to me, "Oh, we can do £12,400." Mm-hmm. I will say, "What about the other £37.52?"
Yeah.
Because I'm not paying any of it.
No.
Not a fucking.
Neither should you.
No.
If anything, if they said, "Oh, the bill's 12,150,"
oh, we'll go to 10 grand. You go, you get fucked.
No, you should expect them, and it's not going to happen in a month for Sundays. You should expect them to go, "Look, it's 12,100, but we're going to give you 13 for the inconvenience."
Yeah,
because you're currently without your car.
Yeah,
you currently got all this stress going on. You got all of this. You know, stress is a strange word, but it is. It's on your mind. It's a car you love, and I can only imagine. Only imagine what's going on in your head.
And it even comes down to really fucking stupid shit. So, a couple of weeks ago, and this really is first world stupid problems, but a couple of weeks ago, I bought some new garden furniture. It arrived in fucking great cardboard boxes and blah, blah. I had to get my friend Ian to come down from Columpton with his van so that he could take the cardboard to the recycling centre.
There is substantial inconvenience,
you know, because it ain't fitting in the Cayman and it ain't fitting in an A-Class.
Nope.
You know, whereas in the Beamer, seats down, in it goes.
Hold it up, where God's you go. Car. Yeah.
God's car. I think the inconvenience to you and the stress and the worry and everything else, because you do fucking adore that car. And the thing is as well, I've had cars written off before. I've been hit by people, companies, whatever. I got rubbed, not me, the van I was in, got rubbed by a bus in Crewkerne, Southwest Coaches. And I emailed them and I was like, his situation, I don't want to go for the insurance. It's not going to cost a lot to fix. If you give me £500, I'll be happy. And they said, can you give us a receipt? I said, yeah. So I gave an invoice for £500 and they gave me £500.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I didn't repair the van. Cause I didn't I said £500 in my pocket. And I thought, fucking winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I've had other times where a mate of mine, I mean, fair play, you know, these things happen. He done a J-turn into my car. And I was like, well, you know, you either fix it or we go for the insurance. And he was like, well, I can't afford to fix it. I was like, well, I'm sorry, but we have to go for the insurance. He was like, no, that's fine. It's my fault. It's fine. We go for the insurance. Long and short of it, my car got written off. And it was a wanky old Beamer on intergalactic mileage, as the Beastie Boys once said. And they basically gave me a check for like £800 and I got to keep my car.
Yeah.
£1,000 minus £200 buyback fee. So I basically...
Which car was that?
My very first saloon.
Oh, yeah. LYG. 316. It got a 318 engine swap.
Yeah, buddy. Big boy shit.
Big power upgrade.
Big boy shit. Still 8 valves.
Yeah.
Not even an increase in valvage.
No.
And I just had a check for £800 and I just drove around with a fucking great big dent in the boot lid and I thought, this is fucking hilarious. And I scrapped the car because it was on intergalactic mileage and Phoenix windscreens couldn't fit a windscreen to the distinct lack of frame. But anyway, so...
It was a bit wrong.
People have come out of these sort of situations smelling of roses.
Yeah.
But I hate to say it, and I know you're perfectly aware of this, your rosy situation isn't looking too great.
No, not at all.
I don't see how you can win, but...
The only way that it works is if this company just agree.
Yeah,
they just
say the only way you're going to win. I'm afraid,
and the car gets repaired with genuine new BMW parts.
Because as you said yourself, you know, in a private conversation, not on air, but you said if they write the car off, then we're going to argue over value.
Yeah.
Then there's going to be a buyback.
Yeah.
So by the time I've done this and done that, I can't then repair the car with what I'm going to have. Or if I could, I'll be lucky.
Yeah.
And then the problem is then the car is worth significantly less because it's now on the register. Because normally what happened with me was I had a cheque for £800 and a car worth £800.
Yeah.
So I had £1,600 when before I only had £800 worth of value in the car.
Yeah.
Whereas you're going to end up in a situation where you're not going to be winning, unfortunately, financially. No.
The only way that I can foresee myself being able to break even with the car. So if the car wasn't damaged and I was going to put it up for sale tomorrow, I would put it up for sale and I would accept 19.5 to 20,000.
Yep.
That would be where, and anything less, I'd keep it because I'd go, well, I enjoy it more than that.
Yeah.
So
your enjoyment is worth more than,
I will keep it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I also know, looking on Auto Trader and the like, that it would sell at that money.
Yeah.
At 20 grand, it would sell. Because...
You sent one to me that was like 24 or something?
There's
crazy.
Plenty that are 24, 25, but they are on Garage Queen mileage, you know, 26,000 and except. But there's none with the spec like mine.
No.
You know, and this,
bit of a
this
unicorn,
is the thing.
Isn't that?
Yes, yeah, this is the thing. So... The only way I can foresee it working is if they agree, the insurance agree to pay me, for argument's sake, we settle at 19,000.
Yep.
And then by the time I've bought the car back, I end up with 12. I mean,
is it that much? I don't know. Well, it's all a fucking mystery.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I don't know. With a car of that sort of value, I don't know.
Back in the day, it was like, yeah, 75 quid. Are you happy with that? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah. So,
but it's not anymore, is it?
No. And this is the thing, is that if I can buy the car back for, I don't know, say, well, I end up with the car and somewhere in the region of 12 to 13 or 12 to 15 would be amazing. But I don't know if I might be stretching at that.
Sorry, what's 12 to 15?
Is how much money I've got
left,
as well as the car.
I'm with you.
And yep. Then I can fix the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I would need to be able to fix the car and still have somewhere in the region of 3 in the bank.
Yeah.
So that when I come to sell the car, I can sell it for 3 grand less and I've broken even.
Yeah.
But is it worth that much?
It should be. If it's only like a category N.
Which it might be pushed into an S is the problem with that.
Yeah, this is what worries me, is you could be...
Yeah.
You're on the fence of N or S, aren't you?
Yeah.
For those who aren't aware, a category N is non-structural, isn't it, basically?
Yeah.
Which is wings and doors and bumpers.
Yeah. Very fixable.
Structural is...
Less fixable.
Structural, basically. Yeah. With the cat S, structural, cat N, non-structural.
But obviously, there's not a different knock to the value on an N or an S, isn't there?
Yeah. Which, if the car gets written off as an N, mm-hmm. and I've got all the pictures that I can say, when I come to sell it, this is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And it exactly what it needed was a boot, a bumper, a diffuser, exhaust, taillights.
Yeah.
That's it. It didn't need any... Or maybe a crash bar.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at it, and it is only looking at it, I don't think there is anything structurally bent.
Mm-hmm.
But until it's stripped, I don't know. You know?
Honestly, is all of this just... Because this was 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And you're still none the wiser.
None the wiser.
Probably less the wiser, if anything. Yeah. Alone none.
Yeah.
And it could drag on for another few more weeks, and then you're either going to get an answer you want, an answer you don't mind, or an answer you fucking don't want. And it could be any one of those three.
Yeah. All these companies can turn around and go, ah, I'm not paying that.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, what's happened is the driver straight away said to me that, oh, we've got our own body repair centre, so... We can do it outside of insurance, that you bring us the car, or we'll come and collect the car, we'll give you a courtesy car and we'll repair it. But, like I said to the... I asked the driver, I want your manager to phone me tomorrow, your transport manager. It's Friday night at 7 o'clock, or whatever time it was. I'm not expecting him to...
Yeah.
To, I'm reasonable in that sense, you know. And it's me that's been inconvenienced, you know, by the fact that I've been shoved into. So I was happy for him to phone me Saturday.
Yeah.
And give him his credit, he did.
That's good.
But I said to the transport manager, there is no disrespect meant here, but I do not know your company, and I do not know the sort of work you do. And the bit that concerns me the most would be that I take my car to them,
mm-hmm.
and they trawl through eBay and they find some shonky secondhand shit that's not really very good, and they polish a turd.
Yeah.
And then when they strip the car, they go, fucking crash bar's bent.
Never mind.
Oh, well.
He'll never know.
Stick a bumper on it.
He won't know. Yeah, exactly.
He won't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that they would do that, but how do I know that they wouldn't?
No, but at totally. The point, it's got to be a cheap job to save the company a bit of money on an insurance claim. It's not guaranteed. It's more likely than you'd like to admit, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, you could almost expect them.
As cut corners somewhere.
Of course they're going to go, well, we can even do this
properly
for 12.
How can we limit our liability on this?
Yeah.
We'll do a cheap job.
We can even do this
He'll
properly for 12.
He'll never fucking know. And by the time the paint starts peeling off that bumper and boot lid, he's probably sold the car anyway, so fuck it.
Yeah.
He's happy, we're happy, everyone's a winner, baby. No.
Yeah.
No.
So I said to him, the way I see it, the way I see it personally is we've two options. We either just straight away go to insurance, or I will take it to somebody that I know,
mm-hmm.
that I trust,
yeah.
and I will get him to give you a quote. And I said, I'm not, and which is true, I said, I'm not going to try and pull a fast one and get other work done to the car. I just want my car back.
Yeah.
And but you know, this is the bit where it's again the fucking lorry driver can't even be honest to his manager.
Yeah.
So his manager phoned me up and said, "Oh, I understand one of my drivers has scraped your car." So I think he's sort of worded it like, "Oh, I was maneuvering and I caught the back end of this car."
Yeah.
And I said, "Well, it's more than a fucking scrape." And he said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." And he said, what sort of damage?" And I said, "Well, from what I can see," and I said, "and I'm not body repair, but it needs all four tail lights, a boot lid, a bumper, a diffuser, and the exhaust." And that's just
face value.
Standing yeah. from 4 feet away,
yeah.
going, "Fucking hell, look at my car."
I mean, all and, four lights.
Yeah.
Tells you everything you need yeah. to know.
And, fucking and, idiot.
And he said, "What, did he go in the back of you then?" I said, "Yeah, properly." I said, "He shoved me about 8 feet. And he went, "Oh, fucking hell, I'm so sorry." And I said to him, "Well, there's nothing for you to say sorry for. You weren't there. You yeah. weren't driving.
Yeah.
You weren't the Burke that fucking shoved me in the back, are you?"
That's it.
Yeah. And but I will say to the for what it's worth, the respect of the lorry driver, even though it's his fault, and except he was incredibly apologetic.
Yeah.
He really was incredibly apologetic.
It's kind of the bare minimum, but it's still nice to get, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it is nice. Because some people be like, "Oh,
get out
and be
all fucking
brakes.
Bullshit about it." Yeah.
You can come out, "What do I do? I mean, you stop quickly, I can not tell you." You keep giving you all of that.
Yeah.
Which thankfully he...
"It's not a problem, mate."
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was the first thing Benny said after you fucking... And I thought, now's not the time. Now is... I mean, if there was ever a time, this is not it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So, once again, I'm in...
Car's in limbo.
I'm in another fucking dose of turmoil. I don't know what the fuck to do. And the problem is I'm not in a position financially to say, "Well, fuck it. I'll just go straight to the insurance. The car will get written off. I'll take my check and I'll go and buy the X3M that I was looking at." I'm not in a position to do that because, you know, I need another 30 grand to put to that car. And
yeah.
I don't want finance and I don't want a loan at this moment in time.
Yeah, that's it.
So
you have just a nice point with that car where it was all
paid
up and whatever else, and it was still doing as it should. It's been an incredibly good car the whole time you've had it, apart from that PCV valve, whatever
PCV,
it was.
That's
the one hiccup you've had, isn't it?
Yeah, literally.
So, you made the Porsche back to comfort spec, I see.
Yeah. Put
the factory seats back in it.
And I tell you something.
Glorious, is it?
It's not the fact that it's glorious, but the driving position is much better.
Is it?
Yeah. You sit lower down.
Yeah, it's probably buckets, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I like about mine. Mine are really low.
Mm.
I don't know why.
How's the fuel economy with the Porsche?
It's okay. For what it is, it's okay.
Yeah.
Because surprisingly, this is what blows my fucking mind. Your 340 was glorious on fuel,
wasn't
it?
Yeah.
It makes
fucking
no
brilliant.
Sense at all.
No. Cheap to tax. Used to be cheap to insure. But then fucking rubber dinghy rapids, bro, started sticking all of the B58s in hedges.
Model.
And it made all of them expensive.
Yeah. What is it to tax?
100 and...
Fuck off.
Yeah, 190, I think.
Fuck me. Yeah, how do you know?
Best 435 is 215.
Yeah. I think it's 190.
That's what I mean.
I
it's just,
it
yeah.
It might even be less than that. But
check. Go on Vehicle Smart.
Best
app you can get.
Bear in mind, it used to be that diesels were cheaper to tax.
Yeah.
And now they're not, really.
No. That's what I mean.
The same age car.
Yeah.
Although, that fucking Seat is in the nice sweet spot where it's £35 a year to tax.
Fucking hell. I remember when I went from an E46.
I paid £35 a month on the fucking Octavia.
I'm paying £70 a month for two of mine. It's not as much as Benny. or James Williams? Full name. There's his name, isn't it?
Thatcher. Oh,
I don't think it is. Not on Facebook.
Well, not on Facebook, but his name is Thatcher.
As in Maggie?
Yeah.
As in John's got a rod on. Because he fancies Maggie Thatcher. Bless you, John.
No.
Yeah, tune into the podcast to see...
Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon. To see how true that's... Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
That's...
Well, it's been an action-packed podcast, but we are only an hour and 5 minutes. Don't exaggerate, Bob.
That's fucking nasty.
Copy John.
What
you don't believe me, do you?
Wrong with you?
I'm ready to go home, mate. Yeah. It's fucking 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, that's Bulge's fault.
How the fuck's it my fault?
I don't know.
Well, because you're a lorry driver.
Yeah.
And there's a fucking broken down lorry up the road and a lorry driver drove into me. So
sounds like fucking Niall logic that does, John. You've been around with this twat too long.
And you used to work for Gregory's and it was a Gregory's lorry that broke down. Yeah. Ergo.
Lewis's fault because he currently works there.
Ergo. He's not
here. Lewis.
Yeah,
Lewis.
Fucking Clarence.
Made us all late.
Hey, you Burke. Well.
So, yeah. Once again... As I was saying, I am in turmoil to know what the fuck to do, and if
I hate to say, I don't think you have too much of a say in what to do, which is kind of blessing,
out of your hands
really.
At this point.
It's out of your hands. It's kind of, you know.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
But you know that because it does genuinely make me, and this is the problem, is that until Sam pulls his fucking finger out,
Sam
and
doesn't
prices everything for me. Yeah.
How hard is it?
I mean, I
is
get
he that
it.
Busy.
Well, this
he's there on his own,
this is
I guess,
the problem,
isn't it?
Yeah. Is that I've basically
dropped it on his lap and gone,
yeah,
sort
I've
this
basically
out for me.
Phoned
yeah.
him up on Saturday and gone, "Hello, Sam. First part of the week, cancel everything.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. I know you're busy painting Ferraris and all this
yeah.
sort of exotic.
I know you've got a 488 Pista Speciale yeah. in, but yeah. ignore that because I've got yeah. an F31. Right.
Congrats on the Dodge Viper you've just painted and the Escort Cosworth that's worth £1 billion. My car needs doing now.
Yeah. But, you know, the problem is that until I get an estimate...
Limbo.
I don't even know if it's then worthwhile me buying the car back to fix it.
Yeah,
because if he takes the bumper off and goes, yeah, boot floor's bent.
Right, that's game over,
crash
isn't
bar's
it?
Bent.
That's
I'm
game over.
A
question, though. You know you said, I'm not going to pay a fucking penny.
Yeah.
Which I don't blame you. Surely you will pay a penny. Because that's the best outcome for you, isn't it?
Well, the car gets repaired.
The car gets repaired. They say, Sam goes, I'll do, yeah, it's 11 and a half. And they say, we are not, 10 is our limit. It's fucking annoying and you shouldn't have to. But for the sake of £1,500, which to you is a drop in the ocean. Land murdered and running for the bush. But £1,500.
I suppose it wouldn't be categorised, would it?
It solves all the problems.
It hasn't gone through insurance.
It solves all the problems. £1,500. You shouldn't have to be paying this fucking money. We know this. And it will fucking hurt. But it's a small price to pay for the best possible solution.
Go find his lorry and steal his diesel.
The thing is...
Yeah.
The thing is, if that was the case,
mm-hmm.
I would potentially agree to it. But then I would buy a second-hand, good condition boot lid and potentially, instead of buying the genuine BMW mm-hmm. diffuser, I would buy the
Cobra.
I don't think Maxton do one.
Cobra do
but
one.
Cobra do one, which is about £250 less than the BMW one, and it looks identical.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, I would try and save enough mm-hmm. so that they paid for it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
No, yeah.
Because obviously, if as you say, using your number, it's £11,500, and that's from all brand new, genuine BMW components.
Yeah.
And I mean, realistically, a complete tailgate. Because it needs to be complete with
mm-hmm. yep.
new switches, new reversing camera, new internal trims, etc., etc. I mean, I would be amazed if you got change for £3,000 from BMW
yeah.
for that.
Yeah.
I'd be amazed.
I think...
Whereas actually, if you could find one off of a scrap, it only needs to be an F31. and that also, is straight, clean, tidy, I that Sam can sand it back and paint
this
it.
This isn't a slight in any way, but it's a 10-year-old car. I mean that in a good and a bad way. Yeah. What I mean is, there's ample second-hand parts out there, and it's not like trying to buy body parts for an E36, where they're all either dented, rusty, both, or faded, or lack appeal.
And because I'm not doing the work myself, because A, I don't have time, and B, I don't have the skills to do that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to be... If it needs paint anyway, then it wouldn't necessarily matter if I bought a red boot lid that was fucking immaculate.
Yeah.
That sorry, Sam, this is the best one I could find.
Yeah.
It's red. Can you make it not red, please?
Yeah. You paint stuff, don't you? Yeah. Paint this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and paint it, colour match it, and save a good chunk like that. But what I shouldn't have to do is accept that from day dot, because
you shouldn't, but if it means you get in your car, and I'm playing devil's advocate. My opinion, this is just my opinion, I don't expect you to agree, but you've got a 10-year-old car. If you put a 10-year-old boot lid on it and a 10-year-old bumper on it, it's been fettled by Sam, either painted, mopped, whatever the fuck it needs to make it look good, as it should.
Yeah.
As long as, in my opinion, as long as it looks like it did 30 seconds before that fucking Clarence put his bull bar into you.
Yeah.
And it's not a category car.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter then.
Doesn't matter.
No.
But then you are in a position where you're thinking, do I just fucking find... But the thing is, finding all of those bits and doing that stuff takes time.
Yeah.
The other problem is, I think, if
they say, sorry to interrupt, but if they say yes to Sam's quote, then fucking more the merrier. If they say no, then you can go, right, I do a counter offer, because I'm not a fucking moron.
How much are you willing
to
pay?
How much are you willing to pay? And I'll see if I can get second-hand parts. I shouldn't fucking have to, but I can see if I can do it. Because you buy a second-hand boot lid, chances are it's going to have all the switches and the interior trim. All of this. And it is literally a case of unbolt, bolt on.
Yeah.
So it's not a case of... Because that's the thing with BMW bits, is, laddie. Plus the glass as well.
Yeah.
The BMW one ain't going to come with glass, which means Sam or someone's going to have to swap the glass over.
Well, that's easy because it's on hinges.
Oh, of course it is, yeah.
But the thing is...
BMW. What I mean is all of a sudden it's, well, I need that switch, I need this, I need that bit of trim, I need this, I need that, I need that, I need da, da, da. Before you know it, it's like, fucking hell, lordy.
Yeah.
And these costs spiral.
Yeah.
Because it's entirely possible you could be going back to this transport company and saying...
It's 10 grand part bill.
It's fucking, it's 10 grand just in bits, mate. And they go, fuck me to tears. And you're going, fuck's sake. Do you know what I mean? So it might be a route worth exploring either. Yeah, whatever. I just think it's... As long as it looks... The car shouldn't be any less than it was the second you hit it. It doesn't have to be brand spanking, and I know you know that, but I think as long as you get it back in that condition...
Yeah.
Winner. And it not being a category is the important bit.
Yeah.
If you have to put 1,500 quid to it and you can skimp and scrape and scrimp and save and fuck around and doing this, bit and a bit of that, happy days. That's what I would be.
Yeah.
As I'm sure you probably do agree.
Yeah.
Tough, isn't it? That's the problem, is it? That's why it's so fucking... It's just tough. It's just a shit situation.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be happening.
No.
Oh, no.
What?
The M5 shut between Wellington and Taunton. I'm going the scenic route home, then.
It's not the end of the world, is it?
It's just a pain in the ass.
It's not...
Can you get to Wellington?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It's a planned closure, isn't it? For memory.
Yeah, I'm not going up 38, though, because all the motorway traffic will be going up the 38. So I'll go over the hills, I think.
You have to go to a hill to go down?
Yeah, that.
Yeah, it does bring you in the right end as well.
Yeah. If I can end up in Henley, don't you go straight across, can I?
Yeah.
Right, so let's call it, because it's fucking dark in here for a start. It feels so much later than it is, because it's dark, it's a bag in you.
Yeah.
You're melancholy now, because you've been thinking about your car too much.
Yep.
Oh. John, show me knob. That'll cheer him up. Or make him incredibly jealous.
Or scare him.
Yeah, it'll make me worse.
Yeah, I'll show you mine. You'll laugh your ass off. Oh, well, if you feel sorry for John and your heart bleeds for him, as I hope it does, then do him a favour and sign up to the Patreon at patreon.com/lemonlifeautopod. Your £3.60 minus fucking patrons' extortionate fees can go somewhat towards making him feel better about his damaged car. So get on it now.
Might be able to buy one of the Lemonade Lifestyle air fresheners.
Yeah. We've still got some, actually. And that reminds me, if you made it this far, stickers will be going out this week or next week. That is a promise.
Or the one after.
Or the one after, or the one after.
Depending
that.
On when you
your
listen.
Your feet are freezing. Why are your feet so cold?
Because I've been sticking them in front of the... It's lovely.
Right. Thank you so much for listening. Touch shorter than normal. We're only about 15 minutes behind, which isn't too bad. I think we've done a good job of cramming it all in and everything else.
Yeah,
Melancholy and sadness now, and everyone's miserable. But sorry if we've ruined your Friday. Sign up to the Patreon if you haven't already. If you have already, then bump up your fucking tier. Meet the tears. Bulge. Say Auf Wiedersehen. Pet. That's living all right.
No.
No, it's no. Say Auf Wiedersehen. You said it wrong.
No.
John, say Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
John, ask him to say something.
Bulge, say something.
Something.
Wanker. Someone asked me to say bye. And can we actually ask me this time? Not like the fucking
Noodle patron. Say, arrivederci.
Arrivederci. Bulge, say bye.
No.
Go on.
No.
Go on.
Nope.
Am I even hitting the right button?
Nope.
I wasn't, actually. Go on.
Nope.
Say bye.
No.
Say no.
Bye.